I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Yeah, it's the big show. Come on, bring it up and turn on all the lights,
show served up hot and fresh only on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back over there. I read some stuff on the Badger football team earlier this morning that shocked me a little bit. Maybe we'll get into that if we have time later in the show. Coming up, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler will leap in here about a half hour. We'll get his thoughts on Bucks and Packers draft and all that fun stuff. Lots coming up on the show today. Obviously, we'll talk about draft a little bit more in-depth coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Mr. Manicharian from Sports Info Solutions will join us at 2:48. We will talk with him and get more into that. But obviously, I'm going to start off with Gary and myself as Baby Tosh is out sick today. He should be back, well, I don't know. I think he's got the flu, so it could be a couple days before we see him back here. So we'll just have to wait and see. So hopefully tomorrow, but you never know. Let's talk about this game that happened yesterday.
Yeah,
let's
talk about it.
Between the Bucks and the Celtics. Gary was the star of Twitter yesterday.
Who was?
You were. I saw. I saw it as it was happening. You and Bart both were on Twitter.
Okay.
And I was watching the reactions to both of you going on during the postgame show when we were on the air yesterday. The Bucks lose 112-90, as most of you know by this point. Giannis leads away with the Bucks, 22 points, 8 boards on 7 of 21 shooting. One of 3 players in double figures for the Bucks yesterday. Game 2 tomorrow night. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night. I'll be right back in this host chair with Mayor Mitch, Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show tomorrow night after Game 2, in which it's looking like pretty much a must-win scenario for the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow night. I can't see them winning 4 or 5 games in this series if they lose tomorrow. Going back to Boston, down 2-0. It's pretty much done, I think. Now, how many games it goes after that, I have no idea. But I can't see them beating Boston 4 out of 5 times if they lose the first 2. So that's where I'm at on that. Your thoughts on what you saw yesterday, Gary?
I get that. Let me. What was the Bart's tweet you said you saw? You got to say it.
I'll have to look it up and find it. The gist of it pretty much was Bart was mad that he stuck his neck out on the line for the Bucks, and the Bucks made him look bad, and he'll never stick his neck out on the line for the Bucks again because they made him look bad if they don't do something. And that it was all about
so
Bart.
Personal, okay.
It's all about Bart. Yeah.
All right. And did you see my tweet or?
Your tweet was pretty much. Yeah. Again, I don't have it, but just tell me if I'm wrong. Something along the lines of, I'm supposed to shut up. I'm the football guy, but look who's right now. Giannis has to figure it out, but will he?
Is that pretty much it? Yeah, that's pretty much it, Steve. I like to do stuff
summarizing
like that.
Summarizing it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, stick to football, Gary. You don't know what you're talking about.
You hear that a lot.
I hear it all the time, and I find that amazing. And it's no strike against anybody who didn't play football. But what makes the person that has never played a professional sport before in their life know more than the guy that has played a sport? I mean, do I supposed to, like, stick in my lane because that's all I know is football, but the guy that's never done it, he knows everything? I don't know. That's just a question. It puzzles me. I don't know why. And it happens all over. It's not just me. It happens. I mean, I see it happens to Michael Irving, right? If he's trying to talk about basketball, I see it happen to Shannon Sharpe because, you know, he does his thing. And, Shannon, stick to football. You don't know anything about the NBA. I mean, so it happens to – vice versa. I've seen it happen to basketball guys – like Usman guy, the Fab Five guy, left-handed guy?
Jalen Rose.
I seen it happen to Jalen when he tries to talk NFL. Oh, stick to the NBA, Jalen. You don't know anything about football. And so I don't know why that's a thing. I mean, but anyway, I had said last week, who would you rather have in the playoffs, Kyrie or Giannis? And overwhelmingly, and I get it, you people called in and said, Giannis, I get it. Fine. Great. But I don't know how you not say Kyrie because Giannis has never done it. And this is why I said Kyrie, because Kyrie has been there, done that, did that. Giannis is learning, and he's learning on the fly. And so for you people yesterday, you saw this. You saw Giannis frustrated. And what we also saw, which we didn't see a whole lot in the regular season, it was physical. And they let Boston get physical with Giannis. I mean, that series where Horford blocks his shot back-to-back, unbelievable. And they let that elbow ride Giannis almost all game long, where you don't normally get that in the regular season. It was very physical. Goes back to my jump shot. And that, here's another thing. I remember we were talking about Durant at one point. Durant and Giannis. Everybody saying that Giannis was better than Durant. I'm just speechless at words about, I get it. And then when I say that, Steve, I did get some response, little blowback, little pushback. Oh, well, Gary, you must not be a Bucks fan.
I saw that.
Of course I'm a Bucks fan. Because I say the truth. T-R-U-F, that means that I'm not a Bucks fan. I'm just telling you the truth. And I get this spew sometimes from Steve, because Steve would get hyped and get mad with me because he says I never criticize Green Bay Packers. I do.
You do. You have
I
lately.
Come after the Packers just like – I just tell you. I just tell it like it is. That's my job. Tell you like it is and what I see and what can happen. Now, can Giannis fix this? Can he turn this thing around? Budenholzer and all those guys, can they get a game plan for Giannis to figure out how to go? Or does the refereeing change? Because I don't know, did you see the game last night, Steve, with Houston and them?
I didn't watch much of it, but I've heard all the riffraff that's coming from it. Yeah. Oh. And now the 2-minute report just came out.
Did it?
Before we came on the air, and they missed 3 calls in the last 2 minutes as well that should have been called on Golden State.
So the ref.
And that's just the last 2 minutes. First half, they were awful.
It was weird. It was a weird game, too, if you watched it. That was weird. And I know this, and I know when I get like this, and when I get all this kind of way, and I know you people normally don't call in because I'm right.
You get all fired up?
No, because I'm right. Oh, they know what they want. They love to tell me when I'm wrong. They want to call in, but they don't want to admit when I'm right. Here's the deal, and I do agree with you, Steve. Let's not even talk about it if they go down 2-0. Can they fix this? I mean, can they turn this thing around? I mean, we knew it was going to be. We said this all along. Steve was going to be physical in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We said all along.
Said it for weeks.
I'm going to say that.
And the refereeing changes as well.
We need to stop comparing Giannis to Shaq. Well, and Shaq needs to, too. Because he ain't
they're
Shaq.
They're not the same position.
Well, they keep doing this, and he ain't.
I know.
Giannis is a made-up, beefed-up player to be the. He worked hard to be what he is. Shaq, out of his mama's womb, was 250. Do you understand what I'm saying with that, people?
Yeah, but there's, I mean.
He didn't have to, Steve, you know, day one, I always want the bigger, faster, stronger guy. Mm-hmm. Always. That's just my way. No matter what position. And Shaq, Giannis came out the womb weighing 150. That's a difference. Y'all need to stop with Shaq comparison because Shaq will run through 4-5 jokers. It won't matter. It won't matter. I don't know if Giannis and who we talk about this can do this. And so I was saying, Steve, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago, this is going to be a series. Can he do this every single game without getting worn down?
Well, they didn't play him a lot of minutes again last night or yesterday.
Because I think they thought it was over. Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, yeah, the last 3 or 4 minutes, they pulled everybody and put the bench in. But
I think they thought it was over.
Where to start with what you just said? Okay. First off, let's talk about Giannis just a little bit.
Come on.
I don't think much is going to change as far as how they're going to defend him going forward.
Well, no, it's the same.
The way they defended him was pretty much perfect. I don't think they did much wrong in that game. Maybe once or twice they gave him a little bit of daylight and he took it. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, they walled him off in transition. They walled him off in the half court.
Yes.
They just took it to him. So that's a problem. And I don't know how much that really changes. What you said about Shaq is a different NBA again, but back in the day, you just drop the ball in, he powers through two guys and goes up and dunks the basketball, whatever. Right, okay. While we all like to talk about Giannis's jumper, he doesn't have a back-to-the-basket post game either, where if you put him down on the low block and say, okay, you can't get to the rim driving because of how they're playing us, we're going to drop it to you, and you throw a couple post moves on him and get to the rim that way. He doesn't have that right now. And that's something that's been completely ignored this entire time in talking about Giannis and how to try to build the perfect player, because that's really what we're doing right now. We're trying to build the perfect basketball player with Giannis because he has so many God-given abilities and talents at this point. So that also is a problem.
Yes.
Al Horford is really, really good against him, no question.
But Al had help.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. The help defense is also really, really good, too. If they're going to come back and do something in this series, for me, this is all coming down to Eric Bledsoe. That's it. That's all it is. If you look at Eric Bledsoe, from the time he signed that contract, he became a little bit different. The fact he became super aggressive, super confident, and showed the ability to kind of just take over in 4 or 5 minute spans by himself and put the team on his back and go. Eric Bledsoe can create for himself. Eric Bledsoe can get to the rim when he wants to. He can create for others. He made some bad decisions in the game yesterday, but he wasn't very aggressive offensively. He only took 5 shots. If Giannis is not going to be able to score the way you need him to score, then Eric Bledsoe, has to take more than 5 damn shots. I mean, he's got to be around 15 shots and just be more aggressive and try to be that guy to loosen things up a little bit to take some of the pressure off of Giannis. Middleton tried. Middleton hit a couple threes.
Yeah.
Had a nice and one where I have no idea how he got the ball off sideways and made the basket. So he was trying to do what he could do. And then you look at your bench. Pat Connaughton, a guy who, again, if you would ask me a couple months ago, is he going to be in the playoff rotation? I said no. But he's played so well in the last month, as has Sterling Brown, that they're both going to play. Connaughton had like his worst game of the year in that game. Couldn't hit anything. Missed all kinds of shots. So that killed your bench play because you really relied on him to get scoring off the bench. And then Sterling Brown obviously leaves with the back issue, similar to Christian Yelich for the Brewers. So now you'll have to wait and see if Sterling Brown's going to be able to play in game two. Zach Lowe, writer for ESPN, does a great job for ESPN, and I call him the mouthpiece for the Bucks because he tends to be the guy the Bucks tell everything to, it appears to me. So he's their mouthpiece. He's always pro Bucks, positive Bucks. It's been going this way for a couple of years. He wrote a piece on the Bucks Celtics game. I think it was yesterday, and it was love Bucks. But within that piece, he did get critical of one thing, and that was Budenholzer's lack of wanting to throw out what's worked during the regular season and go to something else once he's in the postseason and just not want to change his script, not want to make huge changes to what's worked. And he kind of questioned in the article, will he be willing to do that in this playoff series if he has to? If Boston says, you're not beating us this way, you better come up with something different. Will he be willing to change the script from something they haven't done during the season? And right now, they've got to figure something out here. And I said this on the postgame last night, Gary. You got outscored by 20 points in the second half after both of the coaching staffs went in and made their adjustments. 20.
Because he never answered.
20. Okay. So now you get a day today, and then you play tomorrow, which means Brad Stevens is kind of anticipating what Budenholzer may play. These two have seen each other before in the playoffs when Budenholzer was in Atlanta. So he's going to kind of anticipate.
But different players, though.
Correct. But coaching styles, they know each other. So he's got to kind of anticipate what Budenholzer may do. Budenholzer's going to make his adjustments. You're going to know how far the Bucks can go in this series based on what happens in the second half of game two. Because in the second half of game two, if Boston runs away and hides again, and they pull away and win by 15 again, And then I'm sorry, it's going to come. It's going to be a coaching thing. That's what we're going to be talking about on Wednesday. We'll be coaching if they run away again in the second half.
Because well,
that'll be two games in a row where teams come out after adjustments are made at halftime and things go the wrong.
I don't know if it's coaching. I truly believe that the Boston Celtics, they have better players.
They do. They're a more talented team.
So I don't know.
But you were there with them at halftime, Gary.
I understand that. But I don't know it will be about coaching. I just think Boston is a better team. And they have been a better team all year. They just haven't been playing well together.
They were the more talented team all year, but they haven't played as a team all year.
No, they were a mess.
Correct.
And to your thoughts on Bledsoe, he's got to hit a jumper. But these guys are long, Steve. These guys are Jaylen Brown and them.
Yeah.
These guys are long.
No doubt.
These are long guys. You
and they
get
play
past
great
them.
Defense.
Yes, you get past them. You think you got something. I mean, Bledsoe's a bulldog. I mean, once again, give me the more athletic, better. You just got to face it. They are. 414-799-1212. You want to take a call when we come back or right now?
We'll take a call when we come back. Take a quick time out. I see everybody on hold. Troy, Sean, Ram. Oh, boy, Ram. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Ram was the target of everybody heading into this series because Ram was,
as you would say,
keeping it real, whatever else. And Bucks
100.
Fans were killing Ram.
Yeah.
So we'll see what Ram has to say coming up next. It is the Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh, only on the Fan. Don't forget, your chance to win $1,000. Got to know the keyword. We'll give it to you. If you missed the keyword at the top of the hour, we'll give it to you again in about 12 minutes. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. The giggling. The giggling you hear is Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
I know they're waiting on me at the barbershop. I'm not coming. I'm going to cut my own hair.
Wearing his Army baseball cap in here today. Gary Ellerson over there. See Sparky Pfeiffer here. Anthony Mandela over there. No baby towel. She's out sick. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow or Wednesday. Don't forget. Your chance to win a grand coming up right around the 2:30 sports flash. So stay tuned for that. You'll need to know the keyword to text in. Talking about the Bucks-Celtics game last night, you heard what Gary and I had to say in the first segment of the show. Gary talking about what adjustments they may make for Giannis to try and get him going. I'm talking about Eric Bledsoe and the need to get him going. What say you? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan.
Let's get Detroit and Northside. Troy, you're first up 105.7FN. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
What
Troy, what you got?
What station is that?
105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, there you go.
What's up, Troy?
What's up, Big Show?
Not
what's
much,
up?
Man.
Troy, what's happening, cuz?
Man, I want everybody to pump the brakes, first of all.
Let's pump them, Troy. Go ahead.
Man, because this is game one. I think people are getting carried away with this. I still think the Bucks. I disagree with you, Gary. I think the Bucks are the better team. And I think the Bucks have a deeper bench than they do. And I just think they've got to make a little bit of adjustments. An adjustment they got to make. Bledsoe might not be. I think they need to play George Hill more than Bledsoe, and because I think George Hill is more of a pure point guard. I think Bledsoe was more of a two guard. His decision making sometimes is so questionable, man. I wasn't too high when they signed him, but anyway, they need to put shooters around Giannis because it's obvious they're not going to let Giannis beat them. That's their philosophy in Game One.
See now, hold up, Troy. I'm going to back this up. Now you said Boston's a better team. You said the Bucks are a better team.
Yep.
But already you want to play George Hill over Bledsoe, which you pay a ton of money to, and he's supposed to be your best guard. We already know George Hill is a backup guard in the NBA. Right there, that dispels your thought about the Bucks being a better team. You don't even have a guard.
No. In this series, Gary, the way that Boston is playing Milwaukee, I think George Hill fits in this series because they're packing the paint. And to me, Bledsoe's jump shot is streaky. Either he's hot or he's cold. I think George Hill is a better shooter, not a better overall basketball player than Bledsoe. But in this series, I think George Hill will provide more help. I think the guy they got from the Pelicans, I think he needs to play more because he's a shooter. They're packing the paint, Gary. So you got to have shooters. Yesterday,
no doubt.
That's why the Bucks lost.
Yes.
It wasn't because Boston just so much better than the Bucks. The Bucks just couldn't make outside jump shots.
Sure. True. No doubt about it.
They did miss a couple.
Thanks for your call, buddy.
They missed a couple open shots. But I won't get back to these phones before I talk. This is amazing.
Well, let's get out to Sean and Racine. Sean, you're up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Sean, what you got in this game the other day, man?
First of First of all, Gary, you need to ignore all the haters and trolls saying to stick to football. Yeah. You do this for a living.
Thank
we
you,
just
Sean.
Call in to either give our opinion or listen. So they pay you for this, not us. Secondly, about the Bucks, I think that was the perfect storm in the worst possible way for them. The
Great
entire
point.
Celtics team as a whole shot Malcolm Brogdon-ish. They went 50-40-90 on us. That ain't going to happen every single game, or it better not, otherwise we will lose. I'm not going crazy, freaking out, thinking they ain't going to do it, but they got in Giannis's head. He was either saying, I'm going to get to the hoop no matter what, try and stop me, even though they were quadruple teaming him 24-7, and he probably started thinking about the second half, nobody else is hitting a shot. The only two guys that shot 50% or better are the only two veterans that have playoff experience on this team between Mirotić and Hill. Everyone else was so ice cold. When it comes to Bledsoe, I agree with Steve that he needs to get going. You would have thought he would have come out on a rampage because of living down what happened in last year's series on top of people questioning, is he going to show up in the playoffs? He had something to prove. Why did he only have two personal fouls and 5 points? He had almost no, or was it five attempts? He had almost no point in that, no activity in that game, which doesn't make, I almost wonder if it'll come up saying that he was sick or something, not to give him an excuse, but why else would he not try harder? When there's four guys collapsing on Giannis
harder?
From the top of the key, he wasn't going to the hole. He's done that multiple times at stretches in the game where he needed to kind of help take over, and then he goes on this driving run where nobody can stop him, and he gets to the hole. He didn't even try, I believe, a drive maybe.
They wouldn't let him.
In that game.
They wouldn't let him, Sean.
But
they
wasn't trying.
They wouldn't let him. He was. He got in one sequence. He got a shot blocked twice by Horford in one sequence. He was trying. They wouldn't let him, and they let the game be a little bit more physical than they had been in a regular season.
Thanks for the phone call, Sean. The one that kind of throws me off is the I think it's Jaylen Brown dunk that was on
right,
and then the one that
they went
Horford,
at him, Horford. Leroy.
I've never seen somebody block. Giannis's dunk straight up vertical.
Straight up vertical.
I mean, Horford just like, that guy's amazing in the playoffs.
He is.
I mean, we talked about a lot of these things, and I want to get back to the phone calls.
Get back to it, yeah.
We did talk about some of these things, but Giannis has to average a triple-double for them to win, and which is fine. He's just going to have to kick it out every single time the double comes. Kick it out. Just kick it out. And the guy, make him or miss him, but the reason we've gotten here because you've been letting it fly. You got to get back to the basic. Do what you've done. You don't run the West Coast offense and get into the playoff just because they stopped it. You run it again next week. You run it again because ultimately my system will prove out that we're the number one team and I'm the best coach. You don't need to do all these moving parts, but I love hearing it, though. I like when people break this stuff down because, again, man, the barbershop is waiting on me tomorrow.
So you're saying they should – don't change the game plan.
No.
They should stick with the same game plan
they
had
yesterday.
Oh, good
news. Budenholzer just said. Matt Velasquez just tweeted, main theme out of Bucks practice today was they aren't overreacting to game one. They aren't planning huge changes for game two. They felt like they weren't themselves in game one and are confident that if they get back to what's worked all year, they'll be okay.
Just get back to it.
I just said it.
I don't know if they can win with Giannis playing the game that he played yesterday.
We all agree with that.
If that's getting back to it.
Yeah, because you can't dunk on two guys.
If that's what they think. Now, that could be smoke. That
could be smoke.
There is no way they win with Giannis playing like he played last time.
They have a play that they put in. It's a double screen. Giannis has the ball. He's bringing it up. Two guys that come throw a screen on his guy. The first guy rolls, no one follows him, great. The next guy rolls, nobody follows him, great. Now Giannis is left there wide open to shoot a three, take it. Make three, just take it. He's going to get all the free shots he wanted.
Of course.
He may have to take 7 to 8 three-pointers on a double pick and roll. If those guys come to double him off, bounce pass and guy got a layup. I'm going to tell you what people have been killing me about because they never know I love Budenholzer. Hey, it ain't going to change. Man, Stephen's the truth. Stephen's circle.
Brad Stevens.
He the truth. He ran circles around your guys. Hey, man, take it easy. You know, some of that you put on the players, too.
They lose game two, you're really going to hear it.
Oh, man, I ain't worried about that.
You see, there's a difference
to
me.
I just want to go to the next round. I don't want to sweep nobody.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah, but, since the Detroit series, I just want to go to the next round.
But this is the thing, Leroy. It's one thing if you lose by 4 or 5 points and you're right there and have a chance and it's just a tweak here, tweak there, and maybe you win the game. It's another thing when they do what they did to you. Now, may I remind everybody, we've seen this before with this Bucks team where they blew out Toronto in Toronto with hair on fire defense, remember? Everybody's like, oh boy, here we go. We're going to upset the Raptors. And then after that, everything came back down to normal wasn't the same.
Right.
So just because this happened yesterday doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen the rest of the series. Mm-hmm. But the way they played defensively, the Celtics, it's going to be tough for this Bucks team if they don't hit outside shots.
Correct.
It just is. If they don't hit threes, it's going to be tough for them to win this series.
Well, you have to have somebody on Gordon Hayward when he's off the bench. That's powerful, man. That's powerful off the bench.
Yeah, and he started to look like himself.
That's powerful.
That's a whole other thing. And they got back in transition and stopped him. That's the other thing. The Bucks always win when they get out and run because nobody can stop Giannis. Nope. When they got out and ran, the Celtics were back with three guys, walling them off, making sure he couldn't get to the rim that easily. Yep. There's a lot of stuff that has to be overcome other than just saying, well, it was just a bad game. We'll be okay. I guess I disagree with that from Budenholzer a little bit, but we'll see.
Absolutely. Let's get out to Jay and Waukesha. Jay, you up next, 105.7 FM, the Fan. Jay, what you got, man?
Hey, guys. Leroy, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Sparky, I got to disagree. I say this system has won 60 games. We've lost one game. They got to beat us four times. I agree with minor tweaks, but how often do you see a team like a Golden State or Cleveland in their heyday say after one loss, we're going to throw everything out and we got to make drastic changes?
The difference is both of those teams had superstars that did more than just get to the rim. Absolutely. Both those teams had superstars that could take the shot. I mean, there were games where LeBron got forced into taking jumpers too because they were walling him off, and he had to figure out other ways to score. That's the difference.
Still ran the triangle.
I don't see where our plan B and plan C is. This is what has got us this far.
Plan
now.
B and plan C is Middleton and Bledsoe have to play well.
Oh, they're part of plan A.
But that's not a drastic change. Eric Bledsoe has got to be more aggressive.
Correct.
I think we all agree with that.
Yeah. Yes.
Somehow, the system is based on transition offense, and you just mentioned it. Somehow, we've got to get out and transition more. Third point, our shooters, I mean, this team is built with Giannis being able to drive
yep.
and put four shooters around him.
Correct.
I don't see game after game that our shooters are going to shoot the percentages that they did yesterday. I say we were off for a week. It was a noon game, and yeah, Boston played at noon too, but for whatever reason, we came out very rusty yesterday. It looked like we were off for a week, and I just think that over the course of seven games, I mean, how many times this season did we even lose back-to-back games?
No, you're right.
Get, like into February or something before somebody could even beat us back-to-back games.
Can I ask you a question real quick? Real
yeah.
quick. Just tell me this, Jay. Did that look like a regular season game to you yesterday?
No.
On our end, it looked like a regular season game. We weren't ready for the intensity and the aggressiveness
right.
that Boston played with.
Correct.
And I think by next game, we will be.
Okay,
the
fair
enough.
The
only guy on the Boston side that scares me is Gordon Hayward.
All right, Jay, thanks for the call. We got to get to a sports flash.
Let's get to a flash.
My only counter to that is this is the team that knocked you out last year. You're telling
yeah,
me these guys.
Different,
you're
though.
Telling me
we had some makeshift guys.
No, Leroy, on, you're telling me this team
and took them seven games.
You're telling me this team wasn't juiced to play Boston yesterday.
Yeah, it was juiced, man.
Right.
Yeah,
so to say right. that, well, maybe we weren't ready. Maybe we were treating it like a regular season game. We weren't ready for the intensity. How the hell is that possible?
It's
I don't
possible.
Care if you play at 8 a.m. in the morning, dude. It's Boston. You took these guys to the end last
play
year.
Them again, Steve.
Of everybody on that team. Of everybody on the Bucks, who should have been the most juiced for that game yesterday? Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah,
I mean, what happened last year?
Yeah.
Man, he should have been like, let's go. Give me the damn ball. Let's go.
Because of that's Rozier.
That whole stupid Rozier thing.
But yeah. This is Uncle Drew.
I understand
Uncle
who it
Drew,
is.
Truth, man.
Where Kyrie.
I agree.
He make you do
first,
silly
in,
stuff.
In first quarter, Kyrie set the stage.
He make you do silly
stupid
stuff.
Stupid shot.
First quarter.
I'm telling
stupid
you,
shot.
Man.
Okay, we're getting to more of your calls. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Fiver with you. Your chance to win $1,000 as soon as we get the sports flash in. But first, Gary's going to tell you if you need some home remodeling done, J&J Contractors are the guys.
Yeah, call my good friend Jason at J&J Contractors. Guys, you need something done to your interior of home. New kitchen cabinets, countertops, bathroom, new bathroom, add a bathroom onto your house, add a bedroom onto your house, add I don't know, maybe.
Just add. Well, just add.
A recreation space, man cave.
All of the above.
Outdoor oasis. You name it. My good friends at J&J Contractors can fulfill your every need for your house. Because a lot of people don't want to buy a new house. They just want to add on to what they have. Well, J&J Contractors can get it done. Call my good friend up at J&J Contractors and ask for Jason.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. See Sparky Fife, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, talking about this Bucks series against the Boston Celtics. Game one didn't exactly go according to plan as they lose 112-90. People on Twitter not happy, saying they're going to win game two, but nobody really gets into why they're going to win
That's just a base.
Game two. And I tweeted out a piece to like Mike Jones, who apparently doesn't like to read articles, and said, hey, dude, read this and tell me what you disagree with. I sent it out to everybody, too, but he must have missed it, from CBS Sports. And it is a breakdown of game one. And this dude has video pieces and everything else explaining why this Bucks team could be in some trouble here if they don't make the proper adjustments and so forth. A lot of it is based around Giannis and how they stop Giannis in transition, how they stop Giannis in the half court, and how he's got a quote from a scout back in November who pretty much said, this is going to be a great regular season team, the Bucks. But when they get into the postseason, that's where the problem is going to lie with Giannis. And it was a quote that they had in an article from November. And the guy puts the quote back into this piece and says, this looks kind of prophetic right now based on how game one went. At this point, I want them to win game two as badly as anybody. All right, so don't misread it. Gary wants them to win game two. Leroy wants them to win game two. Right, we all want them to win game two. But what we're simply talking about here is what's going to change. Like, what is going to change? And there are people on Twitter agreeing with Budenholzer. Don't make any changes. Just do the same thing.
Do you do? All right, fine.
Okay, then there are others going, this has to be a smokescreen. There's no way he's running the same game plan out there.
No way.
Let's see what they do. If they don't free up Giannis and they're going to continue to play this way, then it's going to come down to how well everybody else shoots. And if they don't shoot well from outside, they're going to lose again.
Absolutely.
Right?
Let's go to Ram on the north side. Ram, you're up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ram, what you got, man?
Hey, what's going on? You know, I'm just going to say this. I've been saying this all along with you, Gary, and Sparky. I've got to agree with you with this article. Boston's 1-9 is just superior over the Bucks on both sides of the ball. And you're not a top 15 NBA draft pick if you can't play. And what you saw yesterday was Brad Stevens playing chess. And, well, he had 9 rebounds, man. He had 9 rebounds. Tatum had 3 block shots. And he played the same position that Middleton played. So when they came here and lost to the Bucks by 2 points, and that's when I told myself, I said, the Bucks can't beat them. And Hayward didn't play. So, I would say, and Gary, you have to, I don't know what you think of this. I don't know if Giannis can play in the post comfortably. Like, if he can get in the post and he'll become more of a blesser, become more of a point guard, bring the ball and get the ball out of Giannis' hands. But Boston is not going to let them beat them like they did during the season. I don't see that.
Well, the refs are calling the game different, and
yeah,
that's the problem. They're riding them all the way in the paint. They're arm-barring them. They're doing all that. They're riding them out, and he can't get comfortable.
And Leroy, it's like what you said, and I'm going to agree with this. It was Uncle Drew.
Yes.
So when they said, okay, we're going to play straight up, the Bucks don't have nobody one-on-one on defense that can stop Kyrie, whether he going shooting a three, turnaround jumper, get to the rack, and he had 13 in the first quarter. He was handling everybody they threw at him. And then when he wasn't doing, he was facilitating. He had 11 assists. So his plus minus was really great.
Yeah, I think he may have – did he have like 7 or 8 rebounds?
Yeah, he had seven, right.
Yeah. On top
Gary,
of
I'm going to say this last point. You know, like when we talk about going to the gym?
Yeah.
If you go to the gym and you got one guy with you, you got – the Bucks player on one side, you got the Boston player on the other side, and you just go in the gym. And you trying to stay on the court for 9 games, what side of the court you going to look at? I mean, I'm just keeping it real.
Oh, yeah.
Because Lopez and Mirotic shooting these, they kept pushing them further out. Shooting these long threes, that's not going to cut it, man.
No, it's not. Thanks for your phone call.
But that's the game plan, though. I want the shooter. Take it. They're going to give you some open shots. And you know what? I will firmly believe this in their meeting. Because each team watches films on each team. I mean, come on. We knew stuff like this. But when you sit in that meeting, I would bet you Brad Stevens has this little pointer. You remember they had that little pointer?
Oh, yeah.
You never want to be on the pointer.
Don't want to be on the pointer.
He says, I'm going to give you the parts of the court where I want you to let them shoot. But it won't be the paint, obviously. And it won't be the elbow. Anything out on the three, let them shoot it. If they beat us like that, God help them. Fine. They're the best team anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if they come inside of the three, I want body on body, sweat on sweat, and I think we can win that.
But that's another thing that was different too, Steve. You know, it's like Detroit would not get up in the Giannis's face.
You know that? No.
Boston extended all the way out, man.
They didn't
let him have that free drive, hop step, whatever he likes to do, turn around. No. They didn't even let him get into all that.
Nope.
No.
They got up in his face. I mean, they were not afraid to get up in his face and then relied on help when he spin move, whatever he wanted to do when he got closer. Let's go out to my good friend Ryan in Menominee Falls. Ryan, you're up next.
Why
are you
just your good friend?
Ryan, what you got, buddy?
Yeah, guys, you know, I was at the game, and one thing that was glaring to me is I thought, you know, the Bucks starting five, if you ask me, they got three guards out there, and I'm gonna consider Middleton a guard.
All right.
So you got Bledsoe, Middleton, and Sterling Brown, and it was glaring that when that starting five was on the floor, the Bucks were just totally out length and outside.
Sure.
Length.
They go on that – go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, they go on that big run, and I believe that's when they had Mirotić, Lopez, and Ersan, you know, and they went with a ton of length. And I think, you know, if they just decided to say, hey, between those Middleton, Sterling Brown, Hill, and Bledsoe, those are our four guards are going to rotate, and then we're going to be big and long on the rest of the three. I think they'd match up a heck of a lot better. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. And
thanks for your phone call.
Again, I would say this. You got nothing out of your backcourt. You know, and they had a great backcourt. You got nothing, absolutely nothing. You got 9 points out of your starting backcourt. You just did. And then off the bench, you know, Mirotić actually played pretty well. But, you know, Ersan, these guys, Ersan was 0-for-5, 3-point. They're going to let these guys shoot. They're not going to run out. If Giannis kicks the ball out and Ersan is out there, Mirotić, DJ Wilson, any of these guys out there, George Hill, put them all, they're going to let them shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to put their names up on the board and say, we don't think these guys can shoot over 35% from three. So the reciprocal to that is take it. That's why you're the best team. Take these shots. Giannis attempted 5 3-pointers, made 3 of them. He's going to have to take 8 attempts. But I'm not going to – hey, man, listen. That's what we do on the radio. That's why I like to hear from our listeners. I'm not going to overreact because of this, because you're the number one team because of a reason. Get back to the basics. And Mike, your boy used to say that all the time, Gary, Mike McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, they reel off 3 or 4 victories. So
yeah,
that's
we'll
what
see.
I'm
saying.
All right, so let's take a quick timeout and come back and take more of your calls and tweets. We moved Manicharian from Sports Info Solutions, Matt Manicharian, to 3:35 Central, so
Matt,
we could take some more of your Bucks calls. We'll get to the NFL draft talk coming up again at that point. Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Fiverr with you. If you want to chime in, still room for you, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Guys, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process, and right now they're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months, no payment until June of 2020. Guys, listen, 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months, no payment until June of 2020. That is just, I think that is just amazing. That's free money to you guys. You guys should take advantage of that. Nobody else is doing that. That's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Roy, how can they get a hold of them?
Have the Bucks just sucked the energy out of the entire state? What is going on?
How do you get a hold of Pella Windows and Doors?
Man, I ain't trying to get to that read yet.
He just asked you. We're doing the read right now.
Hold it. I don't like the energy that you and Gary are putting out. Y'all making people feel bad.
How do you get a hold of Pelicans?
Call them at 262-783-6600.
I don't get this.
That's 262-783-6600. Or go to PelloWI.com.
Thank you, Gary, because I can't handle this.
Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Your chance to win another $1,000 coming up at the top of the hour. The next break, you'll get a keyword. Text that keyword in. You have a chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest, so stay tuned for that. Sparky, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Baby Tausch out sick today. Talking about the Bucks and Celtics game from last night and getting your reaction to what you saw last night.
Let's get out to can't see his name. Is that O? Milwaukee.
One letter.
Let's go to O in Milwaukee. O, you up next? 105.7 FM, The Fan. Oh, what you got, buddy?
All right, I haven't seen a beat down like that since Detroit used to beat up on Jordan. Half of what Boston was doing was totally illegal. Now I know you said the games get more physical in the playoffs, but that was ridiculous. He was being pushed, knocked down, hand checked, and I don't know if the officials, I'm not the type of guy that tries to blame the game on the officials, but half of that stuff wasn't legal.
So you are blaming the officials?
No, I'm not blaming it because, you know, the Bucks weren't shooting well, and I think, you know, they just stick to their game plan and they'll get off sooner or later.
Right.
But I think half of that stuff they was doing was not legal. And if that's the way they're going to play Giannis, Giannis needs to get more physical. He needs to start swinging his elbows. He needs to get in Horford's face. You know what I'm saying? Even slap him or something. Because it's like they just saying, we're going to beat you up. And you're just going to stand there and take it. That's what they're saying.
Pretty much. Thanks for your phone call. It was physical. Let's go to Damian in Tulsa. Damian, you're up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Damian, what you got, buddy? Damian.
He's fixing his toilet. Hold on.
Damian.
Damian's not there.
He's there. We'll put him on hold.
Yeah, a plumber, man. Yeah, fixing toilets.
Santo tweets at 105.7 FM, The Fan. The Celtics, a serious problem for the Bucks, and adjustments are needed. Wilson needs to start because ability to contest threes will slow down Horford. The series does not play for Lopez's strengths, in my opinion. Bledsoe needs to make a Kyrie work defensively as well. Yeah.
It does plays to his strength, though. If he shoot the three.
If he's making those shots.
Right. Steve, they showed a thing last night where they almost got like 4 or 5 guys on him in the paint. Giannis. And let's just circle. Run a three. I mean,
a lot of people are suggesting, well, not a lot, but I've seen people suggest, okay, so Lopez doesn't start, and now you start, say, Mirotić out there in his place, or DJ Wilson.
Yeah.
Now, I do understand.
DJ Wilson doesn't give you anything from the 3-point.
That during the regular season, the Celtics were not very good at the rim, okay? They didn't do a lot of their scoring at the rim. And that is a Bucks strength.
Mm-hmm.
But if you pull Brook Lopez out of there, they're going to go to the rim because the only guy that you have is Giannis on the help, and that's it.
And they're going to foul him out.
Right, and that's all it's going to be is Giannis coming over to help. You'll have nobody else because your backup to Brook Lopez is not a shot blocker.
Right.
You don't have one. So that is going to change the game to a certain degree as well, and that's another thing coming into the series. Look, so the Bucks' two main strengths on defense was defending the corner three and defending the rim. Two main things.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those things, the Celtics did not do well in the regular season anyhow. So those aren't the Celtics' strengths. That's not going to screw up the Celtics' offense. It just plays into everything they do well the Bucks have struggled with as far as defending the three. The Celtics, I think, are 6th in three-point shooting in the NBA coming into this one.
Right.
So they don't need to shoot the corner three to be effective. Mm-hmm. And there were shots that they missed when they were wide open, the Celtics, that they may make next game.
Right.
And same with the Bucks. They missed some shots that they could make, too. It may just come down to 3-point shooting before this series is over.
It should.
It might. That might be
it. I just don't know, unless the refs change their feelings on how this game goes.
And you get a new crew.
Yeah. I just don't know if they keep the way this going, if Giannis can give you 50.
Giannis has to lead the team in rebounds. He did.
Okay. Who led the team in rebounds, Leroy?
Well, Middleton did.
What do you? How many he had?
10.
How many rebounds Giannis had? 9?
8. Come on. He's been doing it all year. He has to lead his team in every category for them to have a chance. We know that. Okay. I just don't I'm gonna keep it 101 just for at least 25 seconds here.
Thank you.
I don't like that I watch some of the other coverage, Full Letter Network, some of these guys, whatever. And I like a majority of those guys. Matter of fact, I like them all. I love everybody. I just don't like to hear when people say that Giannis choked or something. I just don't like using those words.
You hate the word choked?
No, I don't. Especially coming from a guy that's never played anything competitive, that can just throw that out. Somebody, you can have a bad day. He took 21 shots. I just don't get it. That's not a good defense to me to say a guy, you know the words.
Choked.
Yeah.
You've hated it for as long as I've known you, you've always hated that word.
Because there's other words you can use and we know what you mean.
Okay,
you
know? So here's some more stuff from Matt Velasquez. Okay?
I like Matt.
Matt Velasquez said, I asked Giannis if he felt like there needed to be big changes or noticeable changes to what they do heading into game two, to the rotations, minutes. Definitely not. We're going to keep doing what we've been doing all year. Hold on a second here. I can't seem to get this graphic to go off. There should be no changes at all. Why should there be a change after a game that we lost? We should not be the team that makes adjustments even though we lost the first game. We're just going to come out and... How do I get rid of this? Oh, there we go. We're just going to come out and play our hardest, see how game two goes. If it doesn't go well for us, then you can think about adjusting. Right now, we're not adjusting nothing. We're just going to be us. We've got to go out there and compete.
If you lose game
so
two, dude.
He's saying that they have to play harder. Well, that's the problem. They just didn't play hard enough.
He has to be careful with that, though.
We'll see.
You have to be careful with that. Mm-hmm. And I know it's emotions.
Well, Brad Stevens is clapping.
Well, yes.
If you're not going to do anything different, then great.
Because there's no you don't want people to think panic is sent again. Change means panic, but at the next level, Giannis has to be careful because people are going to say, you didn't play your hardest.
Well, yeah,
that's what Steve said earlier. How can you not? You're at home,
right?
Don't give people
feeding it. Yeah,
I would have said, media training. Yeah. I would have said, what did my coach say?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't talked to him yet. Well, I'll talk to y'all after.
Yeah, circle it.
Because I'm gonna try to make sure I'm gonna stay out of these headlines.
Stay out
and just make sure I get back to the basics. Because there's a reason why I'm an MVP candidate, and I'll show you why next.
East Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky Fifer. Stay tuned. Get your chance to win $1,000 with your keyword. You'll need to text in.
I can use that.
And our national cash contest. And coming up at the top of the hour, we'll continue to take more of your calls. Bucks Celtics. Bucks down 1-0. Up next, game two tomorrow night. We'll have the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show coming up tomorrow night, presented to you by Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.